The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, it is the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Such great things that we bring to you. I mean, we brought you the business news, and we talked about BJ and the Bear, for crying out loud, from 1979 and 1981 today. The Market Report, Joe Desmond, talking about fraud in business. Wow. And now we get to talk with Emily Shields from the Iowa Campus Compact. We're going to learn together exactly what that is and what that means to students and colleges. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Emily.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Brianne Sanchez, who is a great person from one of those go-to people, you know, that you say, hey, Brianne, I need, you know, whatever Brianne finds. And this is always great. She's with the Osteopathic School of Medicine, Des Moines University. Very nice.
One of our members.
One of your members.
Yep.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what in the world Iowa Campus Compact is. What do you guys do?
Well, we've been around in Iowa for about 15 years, nationally for over 30. We work with colleges and universities to build their connections to communities. So that can mean getting students involved in the community as a part of their courses or as a part of volunteer experiences. It also means bringing faculty expertise to the community, just a lot of other ways in which colleges and universities are partnering to address community issues. So we work to support them in a lot of ways. And one of the things we're trying to do is really connect more to business leaders and talk to them about the skills students can build through those community experiences and how they can be looking for those skills when they're hiring, kind of expanding the understanding of the experiences students could get in the community beyond the internship.
So beyond the internship.
Yeah. So including and beyond. Yeah.
Okay. So let's put this into a practical example. So if I'm a student and I'm specializing in sociology,
mm-hmm.
okay, and I want some real world experience out there.
Yep.
How do you connect the student with the experience?
Yeah. So what we do is we work with a lot of folks like Brianne on campuses who are in a role that's sometimes called community engagement, community relations, service learning. There's a couple of different titles for it. And they're really the ones who are managing and leading those partnerships. They understand the nonprofit side and the community side, and they understand the campus side, and they can bring the two together in ways that are really meaningful so that they're meeting community needs, but so the students are also getting to those learning outcomes. So sometimes it'll be embedded in a course. So in sociology, you know, you're learning, even in intro to sociology, you're learning these kind of textbook concepts and theories.
So how do you take that to real world?
Right. So then you can take that theory and work with a nonprofit that's doing the thing your theory is about and really see that in practice and be able to apply those skills in practice and see the concepts in practice, which is a really powerful learning tool.
Emily Shields, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Iowa Campus Compact. Well, are you the connector?
In some ways. So we work with the staff, faculty at the colleges and universities, and really support their infrastructure and their development to be able to do that. We also partner quite a bit with the Corporation for National and Community Service to create opportunities for students to serve in AmeriCorps and VISTA.
So, really?
Yeah. So that way they can serve, build those skills, and earn funds towards their education. So we facilitate a few different programs like that. We also have a pretty new partnership with Principal, where they're funding scholarships for students who plan community projects.
Nice. So one of the things I think that many people don't understand is that oftentimes 85% of your hireability or your attractiveness mm-hmm. comes from the soft skills that you acquire.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily the technology that you have.
Absolutely. I also think that's misunderstood.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can teach somebody almost how to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can't interact with teams, members, the public, the mission, statement or whatever, then you got issues.
Absolutely. And we, in fact, have taken to calling those core skills just because I don't think that soft skill
bingo.
Label really communicates the importance of them. And there is a ton of research that these types of community experiences help build those skills. Communication, working with people who are different than you, being able to problem solve and think critically about issues. These are all things you need to do to be able to learn. And we think students can learn those things while also giving back, making a difference in the community, bringing that expertise that they're gaining and the work that they can do to those community situations.
I'm going to turn over to Breanne here at Des Moines University and say, okay, Breanne, how are you using Iowa Campus Compact? How are you doing this?
Sure. Well, it's been an incredible asset to DMU to think about service as more than an event or an activity, but how, when we send our students out to do health screenings, are we really connecting that to their curriculum? Emily had mentioned learning outcomes. That's a big deal in higher ed.
Sure.
Just kind of the why behind things and really encouraging students to not just do the service, but to understand why reflecting on that service is important and, you know, get a sense of how it connects to the bigger picture.
And we would call that in the medical profession sometimes bedside manner, maybe.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Those communication skills are critical. Yeah. It's not all about STEM all the time.
No, it certainly isn't. That's Breanne Sanchez, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen with DMU. What kind of schools do you work with?
We work with schools all across the gamut in the state. We have community college members, all three of the public universities, many of the private colleges. So that's another thing we kind of do is bridge the different sectors of higher education in the state.
So you know where things are needed.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're helping to bridge the connections with nonprofits, to bring the colleges and universities together in collaborations, a lot of those things that are really important if we're going to make a difference in the community and truly impact students.
And I think the surprising thing about all this is you guys have been around for 15 years.
Yeah, we're kind of a stealthy operator, oftentimes behind the scenes, right? Because it's really our members that we want to shine for the work that they're doing. So that's usually what we're promoting instead of our role in it.
Can I ask the business model question?
Yeah.
How do you guys exist?
Right. So we do collect dues from our college and university members. The presidents choose to join, and then they pay a certain amount of money based on the size of their institution for some basic, you know, services being a part of the coalition. But we have also been able to generate income from some of the professional development we do. We get several federal grants, as I mentioned, with the Corporation for National and Community Service. And then we've gotten other private foundation, corporate funding, that kind of thing for specific programs where we can really be a catalyst to bringing higher ed and nonprofits together.
So an opportunity for a nonprofit to be assistive to other nonprofits at the same time being assistive to the students and the school.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Lots of stuff going on.
We do have lots going on. It's really exciting.
Well, I'm glad that you are no longer a stranger to us.
Same here.
Because Breanne said, hey, this is going to be good stuff and you need to know about this. And how long has DMU been a about 3 years?
Yeah, DMU is still a relatively new member, but has been very active. And in fact, President Franklin is joining our board coming up later this year. We have a board that's primarily comprised of our member presidents, but some other staff and faculty and some other community members as well.
And where do you guys hang out at? Where's your office?
Our offices are at the Iowa Center for Higher Education campus.
Makes sense.
On Fleur. Yeah, we moved there last summer after spending a few years in the Papa John Center downtown. Uh-huh. So the University of Iowa has generously for quite a while donated the space that we occupy.
Right.
And that's been extremely helpful for us.
And
nonprofit.
That whole project is something else too.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of good, I'll use the word synergy there because there is a new synergy set of offices for nonprofits on that campus now. So there are a lot of opportunities for nonprofits to connect with our education there, and so we're fortunate to be a part of it.
Good stuff. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
Emily Shields, ladies and gentlemen, she is with Iowa Campus Compact, and Breanne Sanchez, thank you very much for coming by. We appreciate that. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. My first day back, and we're just a little rusty on some things. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The producer and the guy that's been keeping this all together while I was gone is, of course, Tyler Hackenmiller. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer, our den mother, by the way. And the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olsen. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.